Earlier this Monday afternoon, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Marijuana Enforcement Team served a search warrant in the Bluff Creek area on Highway 96. Lieutenant Mike Fridley, lead officer with the MET, shares more details.
Today, we were assisting Fish and Wildlife on a search warrant, and it's in an area called Bee Lake, and it's kind of in between, I guess the roundabout would be Wichpeck and Orleans, up in the northeastern part of Humboldt County.
Lieutenant Fridley wasn't able to give more details on this bust, but he did comment on who they will continue to look for.
What I've been saying all summer, you know, that we're looking at completely unpermitted grows. We haven't touched a grow yet that had any kind of permit or application in, and that we're looking at those, the environment, and organized crime. That's been our main focus all summer, and that will continue on.
Lieutenant Fridley shares some statistics of the busts the marijuana enforcement team has conducted this summer.
We're at 104,882 plants, 17,505 pounds of bud, 15,896 pounds of shake, seized $94,718, and seized 53 firearms.
We asked Lieutenant Fridley to describe the smallest farm they have busted thus far.
And I believe the smallest one we have done is 80 plants. And again, we go off of complaints. If there's a citizen's complaint about their neighbor, we do a lot of that. But this actually was kind of strange because the 80-plant garden had a lot of environmental violations, including a bear that they had trapped and shot and left in the creek inside of a trap.
Lieutenant Fridley comments on what happens to the money and product that the Sheriff's Department has seized.
Well, the money that's seized goes into, it's an asset forfeiture proceeding, and you and I could talk for a long time about that. But the person that the money is seized from has the opportunity to go to court and try to prove that that money was made legally. It's not, you know, an illegally obtained money. And you get to before a court, and if you could convince the judge that you got that legally, then you get your money back.
As for the product,
that product that we seize, we have to retain it until the case is adjudicated or a judge orders us to destroy it. No, we can't sell it. So one or two ways, it gets destroyed one way or another.
Lieutenant Fridley shares his closing remarks.
I'm going to tell you right now, if I cut somebody's marijuana down that was legally grown, they're going to be here beating on the front door wanting to get paid for it. So that's the last thing I want to do. Before we ever even start writing a search warrant, the first thing we do is to see if you're licensed through the county and through the state. If you are, we just move on. We never want to cut somebody's marijuana down and have to pay them for it. Just like we've been saying all summer long, that if you have your state and local permits, then you're not something that we're going to be looking at. We still have a lot of targets that are unpermitted through the state or local government. If you're damaging the environment or drug cartels, those, like I've been saying all year, those are our main concerns.
To hear previous stories with Lieutenant Mike Fridley and the Marijuana Enforcement Team's eradication efforts, you can visit www.soundcloud.com/KMUDNews.